In today's world, the concept of a Messiah is understood by just about everyone. A Messiah is an individual that is going to free someone from whatever it is they need to be freed from, or save someone from whatever it is they need to be saved from. It is commonly used subject matter in movies, television shows, in books, in novels. There are literally millions and millions of people on this earth today that believe in a Messiah. They may believe that he's already come, or they may believe that he has not yet come to this earth. There have also been an innumerable number of people that have lived and died on this earth that also had a belief in a Messiah. The idea of a Messiah coming to earth can actually be traced back to the beginning of mankind. It was a promise given to mankind by God, our Creator. The proof can be found in the most unique book ever written. It is called the Bible. Proving there is a God is not difficult. Every society is governed by law. The laws that govern societies had to be born of intelligence. There are laws that govern this entire universe, such as gravity, the speed of light, or the speed of sound. The laws that govern the universe also had to be born of intelligence. These laws of the universe are scientific facts, and that they are born of his intelligence is obvious, and therefore God is unmistakable. The book, the Bible, which is a book that God had written for man, what's so unique about it? Well, it was written over a period of 1,600 years. In other words, it didn't have the same writer. It had more than 40 different authors in it. And they were not contemporary to one another. This makes some of what was written in that book, called the Bible, almost 4,000 years old. None of the authors contradicts the other, and yet they may have lived hundreds of years apart. The Old Testament contains records of events from the creation of mankind to about 400 BC. It also contains the promise and prophecies of the Messiah. The New Testament consists of eyewitness accounts of the life, message, death, and resurrection of the Messiah. Its books also include a chronicle of the men the Messiah chose to deliver his message to the world. God gave the promise of a Messiah to a man named Abraham. This man, Abraham, lived on the earth about 4,000 years ago. This promise was also a prophecy because the Messiah would not be born until about 2,000 years after the promise was given. The account is found in the first book of the Old Testament called Genesis. And I want to read that for you. It's in the 12th chapter in verses 1 through 3. Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. God told Abraham that in him all the families of the earth would be blessed. What exactly did that mean? How would all the families of the earth be blessed in Abraham? Well, a man named Matthew made the meaning very clear in his record of the Messiah, which is found in the first book of the New Testament that is also called by his name. And in that book, Matthew, and in the first chapter, I'm going to read that to you too, exactly what it was that God was meaning he would bless all families of the earth. And again in Matthew, and in the first chapter, in verses 1 and through 6, and 1 and 16. Now the first verse here, it says, The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. And down into the 16th verse, it tells us that, "And Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ." Now, I didn't read the whole thing here because it basically just gives a genealogy from Abraham on down through. But the point of it is that the Messiah came down through the lineage of Abraham. And that through Abraham came the Messiah, and that from the Messiah all people on this earth can be blessed. So now we can understand exactly what it is that God meant when he told Abraham that. You know, this promise and prophecy was fulfilled 2,000 years after it was given to Abraham. 2,000 years. Think about it. Only God could promise someone a very special descendant and then make it happen 2,000 years later. Another man named Balaam that we can find in the Old Testament was given a vision from God about the coming of the Messiah. Balaam lived about 800 years after the man Abraham, and he was a priest and a prophet of God. At this particular time, contemporary with Balaam, Moses was leading the Israelites out of Egypt. And Balak, the king of Moab, was afraid of them, and he asked Balaam to curse the Israelites. And when Balaam asked God to curse them, he was given a vision. And this is found in the Old Testament in the book called Numbers in the 24th chapter. And I want to read that to you too. So let me just get over there. And in Numbers 24, starting from verse 15, and this is Balaam speaking. "And he took up his parable and said, Balaam the son of Beor has said, and the man whose eyes are open has said, he has said which heard the words of God and knew the knowledge of the Most High, which saw the vision of the Almighty falling into a trance, but having his eyes open. I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not on nigh. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab." And what he's talking about here, Balaam says, he says, "I'm going to see him, but I'm not going to see him now, or anytime soon, but I will see him." And then he says that there's going to be a star that rises out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. This vision and prophecy is over 3,000 years old, and there are two very important details given to consider. Balaam prophesied that there would come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter would rise in Israel. What exactly did this mean? The answers are two of the most extraordinary events to ever occur on the face of this earth. The first answer is found in the New Testament book of Matthew, which we have been there once before, but we're going to go back there again. And in Matthew, and in the first chapter, and I'm going to go ahead and start reading from verse 2 here, and then I'm going to read verse 2 and 9. And again, it says that it's actually in the second chapter of Matthew. I wrote it down wrong here. Starting in verse 2 of the second chapter of Matthew, we find here that the Jews were talking to the king, and they said, "Where is he that is born a king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." What's happening here is we find that some wise men had come to Jerusalem, and they'd come to hear the king, and they'd been following a star. And they came and they asked the king, and they said, "Where is he that is going to be the king of the Jews? Because we've seen his star from the east." And in verse 9 we read, "When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was." Here's a very miraculous event. A star appears, and these men follow it coming from the east of Jerusalem to the king Herod, and this star actually leads him to the Messiah when he was born. And it's interesting to know that these were not Jews, that these were a wise men that came from the east, but they also knew of this prophecy. They knew that there would be a star, this prophecy that Balaam had given. But also, Balaam had also said that a scepter would rise in Israel. Now, what exactly did that mean? And we'll find the answer to that one in the New Testament book of Luke, in the 24th chapter, verses 44 to 46. And this is Jesus speaking here. And he said unto them, "These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which are written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me." Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures. And he said unto them, "Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day." So here we find that he did rise, this scepter. And we know that he was rising to a kingdom, because the Apostle Peter, we'll find over in his letter that he wrote in 1 Peter, the third chapter, in verses 21 and 22. Speaking about baptism, he says, "The like figure unto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience towards God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him." He was made a king. He was given authority and power, a scepter to rule. That's what a scepter implies, that there is rule and that there is authority there. So here we find that Balaam was exactly right, that there was a star that came out of Jacob, and a scepter did rise. And when the Messiah came and was born to this earth, there was a star that pointed the way to him. And when he died, he was resurrected to life eternal and sat on the right hand of God and given a kingdom. Balaam prophesied of the resurrection of the Messiah and the rule that would be given him by God about 1,200 years before it happened. These are real prophecies, things that can be proven, that are factual and true. These are only two of the prophecies that pertain to the Messiah of God, our Creator. There are many, many more. And please take the time to listen to part 2 of Messiah Prophesied to hear more.